It's so good to see all of you back again. It's been a while. I would just like to acknowledge a few people who are here that I haven't seen in a while. And I really would like to honor you. Would every minister please stand so we can welcome you? Every minister. Come on. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. I would also like to give a special welcome to Tim and Martha Sergey. Where are you? Come on. Welcome, Tim and Martha. Wonderful ministers of the gospel. Praise God. I'd also like to recognize Popsy and Eva from Point Hope. Come on, stand up. It's good to have you all the way from Point Hope. Point Hope is a northern whaling village. And I remember prophesying one time that you were going to land three whales. Do you remember that? Years ago, and you landed three whales. I was so excited over that one. When Eleanor and I went up to Point Hope to visit, Popsy took us out to show us up on a ridge to show us the way the waves were, the wind was causing the waves to flow and crest, so he would know where to look for the whale. I was so impressed. Wow, they know how to honor the environment, and the environment speaks to them. It's good to have you here, Popsy and Eva. Also, I'd like to recognize Joe and Nancy Ayagarek from Bethel, Alaska. Please, come on, stand up. Yep. Joe not only is a fabulous dancer, he also writes and teaches dancing that glorifies Jesus Christ. And Nancy, a powerful intercessor, real powerful. It's good to have both of you here from Bethel, Alaska. And I also want to recognize my old friend Joe McBride from Fairbanks and her team right here. She is, no, I won't say how old she is, but she looks a lot younger than she is. She still dances, too. And I'd like to recognize Prophetess Judith Green. Judith, would you please stand also? I'm just going to look for a little bit because I didn't get to see everybody. Man, it's good to see all of you here. All of you are ministers in the Lord. Every single one of you seated here. Ministers of the Lord. Patsy Norsworthy, I've known you for what, about 40 years. Patsy's boys, I loved her boys. We're trying to hook one of her boys up with my daughter at one time. You know, that never works. You know, Judy and Gay Denham up from Valdez and Delta Junction. Good to have you with us. What a blessing. Wow. Hey, yes, Norma Battishill. Oh, Shelgren, that's right. I'm thinking 30, 40 years ago. From Seward and her team from Seward, Alaska. Welcome. I want to recognize Eileen Sylvester, too. Vice President, right? Yep, South Central Foundation. Powerful apostle of the Lord. And my dear friends, Eva and Gilbert Panipchuk. Woo! All right, come on. Are you 90 yet, Gilbert? Are you 90 yet? Close. Not yet. Not yet. Close. But not yet. I just want to welcome all of you. Martina, it's good to see you, dear. Look at all of your beautiful faces. Wow. Indian, Inupiaq, Yupik, Haida, Tlingit, Tsimshian, English, Irish, Danish. Whoa. What a group. Man, it's good to see all of you here again. I do want to mention something. I'm going to read you a scripture. Scripture's good at times like this. You know, I believe in the power of the word. Even though you've heard a scripture numerous times, do not shut your ears down. Open your ears up, because the word has the power to change you. I mean, it can be a word that has nothing to do with your situation, and suddenly it'll come alive and begin to burn in your heart, and something inside here will shift. You do know God is in the business of changing our natural understanding, because the carnal mind, right? What do you say about the carnal mind? What is it? It's an enemy. It's an enemy to our God. So our minds have to change. And one of the change agents, the most powerful change agent there is the living word of God. So I'm going to send the word out to you right now. And I'm asking God to change your carnal thinking so you'll think the way God does. Listen to this. This is in Exodus 35:21. Listen with your heart. And everyone. Are you an everyone? I'm an everyone. And everyone, listen to this. Whose heart stirred him. Ooh. And everyone whose spirit moved him. Ooh. The heart was stirred. The spirit moved. They came and brought the Lord's contribution for the work of the tent of the meeting, for all of its service and for all of its holy garments, and all whose hearts moved them, both men and women. Dorcas, are you here from Nome? Oh, there's Robin right in the back. Oh, Dorcas is right over here from Nome, Alaska. Yes, welcome, Dorcas. Oh, good to have you with us, love. All right, we have some Fairbanks people here. Go up, right in the front, right in the back. Yes, okay, so we have Fairbanks and Bethel and Point Hope and Minto. Any Southeastern? All right, yay. Someone, welcome. That's my territory, you know. Yes, they claim me. Who are we missing? Wasilla. All right, Wasilla, welcome. Wasilla, yes. Palmer Wasilla, mm-hmm. All right. Am I missing anyone? Kodiak. Where's Kodiak? Kotzebue. Where are you, Kotzebue? Over here. Oh, yeah. So good to see you. Welcome. Yes. Yeah, so good to see your beautiful faces. Kodiak. Anywhere else? Dillingham. Yes. Equok. Who's from Equok? Where? Oh, welcome. Oh, so good to have you with us. We honor you from Equok. Yes, Robin, good to have you with us. And Bethel, of course. Glory. Wow, what a good representation from around the state. Anchorage. Come on. Woo! All right, you Anchorageites, you're getting radical. Something's happening. You think the Holy Ghost was here. Come on, let's welcome our wonderful Holy Ghost. Give him a cheer. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You are welcome here. Yes, we honor you. We honor you. We honor you. Holy Ghost, come on, Holy Ghost, your people are ready. Your people are hungry. Come on, your people are desperate for you. Move on our hearts. Come on, move on us, Lord. Woo, we welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Ghost. Come on. Yes, we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Ha! He is worthy. Jesus Christ sent us the Holy Ghost. What a gift. What a gift he sent us. Value that gift. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Soria tabora sidia taboro soria taborodo. Yes, hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Woo! Yes. And we're just starting. Glory to God. Woo! Whoa. Whoa. Whoo, do I sense the Holy Ghost is pleased. Wow. Woo, Jesus. Yes. Listen, when you honor a gift, you receive something that gift has to offer. When you acknowledge a gift, you receive the power of that gift. Always acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I am not ashamed of the Holy Ghost. Whoa, he is powerful. Whoa. And now there's someone else I would like to honor tonight. Miss Judy Jacobs. Pastor Judy is the co-pastor of the Dwelling Place International. She is such a powerful woman of God. I was in Texas when Judy got up and spoke a message that curled my toes. I was so deeply moved, I couldn't speak. My heart just, something shifted on the inside of me. And something fell away from my carnal thinking because of the anointing God has invested in this powerful woman of God. She's been on many ministry shows or platforms, T.D. Jakes, The Potter's House, The Benny Hinn Crusade, Dominion Camp Meeting, Rod Parsley, many times on TBN, many other facets of ministry. She's an author. She's a dynamic speaker. She's an amazing singer. She's got some tapes out at the table. I would encourage you, if you want to be blessed, to get some of her music tapes. They're outstanding because she honors God. And I consider it an honor as an apostle of the state of Alaska, to welcome Judy Jacobs to our land. Judy, please come up. We believe in doing proper protocol for honored guests. And we are going to welcome Judy and Julie. I'm not sure where Julie is. Oh, Julie, everyone turn around and wave at that beautiful blonde back there. That's Julie. Julie is an armor bearer for Miss Jacobs. I met Mrs. Jacobs' husband also. He is a powerful man of God. You represent him well. We're going to do some proper protocol. And I want to introduce my dear friend and co-laborers in the gospel, Mrs. Eleanor Roll, prophet of the Lord, Mr. Robert Roll, anointed pastor in the Lord.
Miss Judy Jacobs, we want to welcome you to the land of Alaska. The land of Alaska arises and it It welcomes you. The land of Alaska opens her arms to you. The land of Alaska welcomes the word of the Lord through you. The land of Alaska receives you and welcomes you and protects you. The land of Alaska receives you, and may you be abundantly blessed beyond expectation, beyond your wildest dreams. May you increase naturally and spiritually. May you increase in dreams and visions. May you increase in your anointings and your giftings. May you increase in the capacity to retain even the new wine, and may you increase all the days of your life. May you increase in health and wealth. May your vats be full and may your barns be full. May your dreams become true. May your dreams and your wishes and your desires be fulfilled this year beyond your wildest dreams and expectations and imaginations. May the Lord increase you in the songs of the Lord. May he awaken your ear morning by morning. May he continue to give you songs from the Lord that vibrates from heaven unto earth and reverberates round the globe. May he give you fresh songs from the Lord and fresh words from heaven. And I see that the Lord has not only made you a psalmist, even as a psalmist of David, but he's also made you even into a prophet of the Lord, like the prophet Elijah. And he said he's also made you to be a preacher woman. And he says that you will preach as Paul preached, not as the wisdom of man, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. For the spirit of Paul resides deep within your bones and deep within your members. And the preacher woman will come out even as a roar of a lion. That preacher woman will come out as a roar of a lion of the tribe of Judah. And even as you find within your DNA, not only within your natural DNA, even those sounds coming forth, I say that the Lord will send you to and fro, not only throughout the earth, but I see him even sending you to the tribes, even of the First Nations people, even to more of First Nations people, wherein you will find yourself to become their champion, as it were. And you will find yourself in many, many conferences wherein the platform that once was will not even compare to what is coming for you, Miss Judy Jacobs. For even as you are on this land, the Lord himself will visit you and gird the very loins of your body and the very loins of your mind and take you into new heavenly places with him. For he says that he is taking your spirit man up into a new place with him. For not only are you here to give out, but the Lord says, I am here to refresh you. Hallelujah. So even with this gift here was made by one of our leaders here. This is a fossilized ivory. It's thousands of years old. And of course, the turquoise and the red, the blood of Jesus and the white bones here. And the Lord even reminded me as she gave this to me for you. She made it herself. And the Lord gave me a dream last week. And in my dream, I was picking up people out from under the ice. They were frozen under the ice, and I was picking them out. And the Lord says that you carry that anointing, that breaker anointing, that's going to cause people that have been frozen in time, that have been frozen in their gifting, that had been frozen in their anointing, that had been frozen in their relationships. You carry that anointing and that gifting to pull people up into their destiny. So receive the woman of God tonight.
Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I have built your foundation upon the rock, even the stone. And the Lord says, from that foundation of instruction, you will teach many, and you will raise up the foundations of many generations. For the Lord says, the influence of this house, This house of Jacob's will go far and near and will reach many people in many different lands. For the Lord says he's giving you a new sound in this hour. He's giving you a new dance in this hour. And the Lord says there's a new anointing that is coming upon you. For the Lord says he's pouring out a fresh anointing of oil on fire, for it's a fiery anointing. And the Lord says you will have new dreams and new visions, and you will make declaration and it will happen. You will see a people group delivered because of the decrees God puts in you. And you will see a nation turn on its foundations, and they will come back to their original destiny. For the Lord is going to give you eyes to see the original destiny of a people group, says the Lord. And the Lord says, yes, he will move in your family in a powerful way. And yes, this is a new day for you. And this is a new day for your husband, says the Lord. For your husband will also move into a new anointing. And your anointing that is you carry within your belly will spread far and near. And you will find yourself in the favor of the Lord. And he will watch your down sitting and your uprising. And he will stand before you and say, what is it you require? And in that hour, he will give you that which you ask of him.
Judy, when I was standing here, I saw just this explosion, and it was a bright light and it was a fire. And then I was hearing the words, can it live? Can they live? And then as I began to watch this fire, it's like I saw a hand around the fire. And it was like a fireball. And then as I looked at the hand, I began to look up through the arm and look up at the person holding it. And I saw your face as holding the fireball. And what the Lord was saying to me is that you will go to many places that just seem like, where is the life? That's a question that will come inside of your heart. Where is the life? And the Lord is saying, you carry the life and his fire in your mouth and in your hands. And you are here on this earth to impart his life and his fire, the dunamis power of his Holy Spirit.
The Spirit of the Lord says that a giant has risen up before you like Goliath himself. But the Spirit of God says, I've put a roar within your belly, for there's no fear within you, and you will rise up and speak against that giant. And the roar will break forth, and it will cause a trembling to come upon the land. The Spirit of God says, I have put in your hand the sword for this day. It is a sword I'm putting in your hand against that giant, and you will surely lop off his head, says the Spirit of God. And God says there are many people who are trembling before that giant, but you will lead the way, and you will break through as you strike a blow, and they will say, there is no fear in me. I will arise, and I will go forth for the Lord my God, for I have seen the power of God demonstrated, and God says you will demonstrate that power before many as the roar comes and as the blow falls and as the enemy is absolutely decimated both in your private life and in corporate life all around you. God says this is personal, but this is global. He said there will be a roar that will go around the earth with this, for the giant will fall, the giant will fall, the giant will fall, says the Spirit of God. And he calls you my daughter, my treasured daughter, my delight, my one who would listen to my voice and move in my power and walk in my victory, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, you're in this room. Holy, holy, holy. Lift your hands all over this room right now and bless him, church. Come on. That's right, that's right. Right there, right there, right there, right there, right there. Holy, 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 holy. As the Lord God Almighty, which was and is. Hallelujah. Agnus Dei. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the only true and living God. There is no one before you. There is no one beside you. There is no one behind you. There is no one. Oh, you are the great God Almighty. And above you, there is no other. We do bless you. We do bless you. We do bless you. Lift your hands and bless him, church. Lift your hands all over this room. All over this room. All over this room. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. God's doing something right now. Right there. God's doing something right there. Right there. Right there. Don't wait for something else to happen. It's happening right now. Don't wait for something else to happen. It's happening right now. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Come on, get in. Get in. Oh, we bless your name out of Zion tonight, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good.
For the Lord God Almighty.
Nobody like my Jesus. Nobody like my Jesus. He's holy, 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 worthy, 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 worthy. He's holy. Fill it up. Come on, worship. That's it right there. Come on, church. Release, release, release. I speak release in this room. Release. There it is. There's freedom right there. There's freedom. Freedom is in the house. Freedom is in the air. Freedom, freedom. Lift your hand and say, holy, holy. Lift your hand and say, holy, holy. Lift your hand and say, holy. Say, mighty, mighty, mighty. Come on, say it again. Say, oh, say, worthy, 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 worthy. Everybody say, worthy, worthy, worthy. Now lift your hand and say, holy, holy. Everybody say, holy, holy. Say it again. Oh, one more time. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, clapping to God. Clapping to God. Clapping to God and tell him that. He's holy. I said he's holy. I said he's mighty. He's a healer. Anybody ever been healed? Shout yes. No, I said shout yes. No, 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 no. You misunderstanding me. I said shout yes. Anybody been delivered? Shout yes. Anybody saved tonight and you're glad about it? Shout yes. And you're still sitting there. Woo! Anybody remember the pit he brought you out of? Anybody remember what he delivered you from and got you up and got you out? Then give him a shout like you haven't done all night. Come on. Well, just remain standing on your feet. Everybody stand on your feet. I know you've been resting on your feet a lot tonight, but hey, you know what? This is Thursday night. And Thursday nights is standing on feet night. Did they not tell you that? I've got a word of the Lord tonight. Anybody want a word? That was three people. I said, anybody want a word? Anybody need a word? I love Glory and Ken Copeland. I wish I'd have thought about this. If I'd have thought of it, I would have said it. But Gloria Copeland or Ken Copeland says, one word from God can change, can change, can change. You know what I notice about God? It doesn't take him a paragraph. It doesn't take him a chapter. He can do it in one word. Rise. Go. Healed. Delivered. Free. One word. Tell somebody, God's got a word for me. Now, this is what I know. This is what I know. And I'll have you be seated in just a second. I know this with every fiber inside of me. If you're not saying it, then you won't see it. If you're not saying it, okay, then you won't see it. And if you're not seeing it, it's probably because you're not saying it. Is that right? Because the word says, let the weak say, I am. Let the poor say, I am. Let the sick say, I am. Let the redeemed of the Lord, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be thou, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe what you, then you shall have whatsoever you. So God is constant. Turn to somebody, just do this right here, right there. So you're never going to forget that, right there. If you say it, you will see it. Do this right here. You'll see it. Do this right here, right here. You'll see it. If you say it, then you'll see it. If you say it, you'll see it. Why? Because God's word will not return unto him void. But it will accomplish what he desires, and it will achieve the purposes for which we have sent it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, I don't have just one word tonight. I have four words before the word. Is that okay? Okay, I'm going to tell you what God says, and then I'm going to give you a word, and then we're going to go home, and we're going to lay hands on people. If people need to be healed, delivered, set free. I'm not even going to have to lay hands on you. God's going to do it right where you're standing. You're not going to leave here sick, okay? You're not going to leave here depressed. You're not going to leave here downcast and out and done and lost and dying world. You're going to leave here encouraged. You're going to leave here with victory. You're going to leave here with healing. You're going to leave here with joy. You're going to leave here with peace. Now, if you believe that, shout yes. Now, I want to just tell you four words. I'm going to speak these four words. Matter of fact, I'm going to declare these four words. And as I declare these four words, you have two options. You can say, you can do that, or you can just stand there and go and watch the rest of us get our miracle. So I'm going to say these four words, and if you can come alongside of me, and if you can come along and agree with me, then you better shout. You had better shout in just a second, because there's something about a shout. I don't know what it is. You have to ask Joshua and the children of Israel. There's something about a shout that brings walls down. You know what I really believe? I really believe this. I believe that whenever we shout, we surprise the enemy. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. He's asking all of hell, what happened? They're supposed to be down and out, depressed and lost and undone, and they're shouting. What's going on here? How many want to surprise the enemy tonight? Woo! Are you ready? Me and this water's having a good time. Are you ready for these four words? I want you to say it in faith. I want you to believe it. Those of you who are recording it, I want you to redo it over and over and over and over again until it gets down 18 inches in your spirit. Okay? It's going to drop from here. It's going to hit your spirit and your heart, and boomerang, it's going to be over. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Not quite there yet. Are you ready? Yes. Hear the four words. Your enemy has failed. You better shout. You say, Pastor Judy, how do you know he's failed? Because you're still here. You still got joy. You still can shout. You still got victory. You still got your mind. You better shout again. Turn to 15, 25, 30 people and tell them my enemy has failed. Do it. Go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here tonight. In this most beautiful, beautiful setting with God's people. There is quite nothing like God's people. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to say a very special thank you to Robert and Eleanor Rohi. Hopefully I'm saying that wrong. That's right, them. Representing Kingdom Warriors of Alaska. And then, of course, Mary Glazier. Well, representing Windwalkers International, and what a sweetheart this couple is, and this beautiful woman of God. You know what I love about Sister Mary? She gets up here without one note and starts calling names. Listen, did you notice she didn't just call first names? She called first and last names. I'm thinking, I'm going to be just like that when I grow up. Praise God. I love the sweet spirit of this woman and all that she is doing and all that Robert and Eleanor are doing and all the pastors and the men and women of God across this great, great state of Alaska. Thank you so much for all of the effort that you put forth in being here tonight. God is not going to disappoint you. How many are not disappointed so far? How many are so glad you came to the house of God tonight? And I love the presence of God that is here. And when you walk into the door, it's just like, whoa, man. The presence of the Lord is on this ground. And it's very obvious that God is doing something mighty in Anchorage, Alaska, and across the state in the people of God. I bring you greetings tonight from my husband and my two daughters. My girls told me today, they said, Mom, Dad's taking us on a date tonight for Valentine's. And I said, girl, you better get your own boyfriend. Leave my boyfriend alone. Well, you know what happened? They wound up at the mall. You know what happened? So, but they're powerful, powerful women of God. Kaylee is 18. Erica is 15, almost 16. And my husband, he and I have been married almost 24 years. 24 years this July. And it seems like yesterday. He's a mighty man of God. He's a marriage and family counselor. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, that's real sweet. How many of you would like to live with a marriage and family counselor? Exactly. Matter of fact, he's on his way to New York after he visits his father for his 79th birthday, and he's going to go to New York for a marriage and family encounter with couples. And he practices on me. But I want you girls to know I am holding my ground. Hallelujah. I'm very, very delighted to be here tonight and also to have Julie Giordano with me tonight. Julie, stand up. You just wave at the people for a few seconds. Give her a God bless you again, powerful woman of God. I'm going to declare some things. I'm very cognizant of the time tonight. I know that we have some little people in this room that probably has to go to school tomorrow. And but I'm going to declare the word of the Lord. Are we okay? Is everybody okay? So how much time do I have, Brother Robert? Pray, church. They're negotiating. 2 hours? Keep praying. Keep praying. 2 hours. Do I hear three? Do I hear three? Three. Do I hear four? Do I hear four? Let me just prophesy over you tonight, just for a few moments, that the Holy Spirit spoke to me today in my room. And he says to declare this over Alaska, declare this over the people of Alaska. And let me just say thank you to all the women of God and the man of God who spoke over my life, this beautiful necklace that I will cherish the rest of my life and will make sure that my daughters cherish it. And it is a beautiful gift to my heart from you, and it will always stand as a memorial to this night. God says to tell you, you are a mover and a shaker in the kingdom. Not only are you a mover and a shaker, God says you are a kingdom taker. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it. You violently take the kingdom. You take the kingdom of Alaska by force. There is no fear of rejection. There is no fear of failure. He says, you are moving into your prophetic fulfillment now. When? Now. When? Now. Say it now. Say it now. You will not live the safe life. You will not live a sheltered life. You will not live a small life. But you are breaking into a new world of freedom from intimidation. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, which is a dangerous trap. But whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord is safe. And I declare that Alaska is safe tonight because that's shattered. That wall of smallness is shattered. That wall of breaking into a new world comes into being of freedom from intimidation. It is shattered. It falls to the ground. God says you are who I say you are. You do what I say you do. You be what I say you be. And I say you rise up to become the voice that the nation has been waiting to hear. A voice from Alaska. A voice from the wilderness. A voice from a place of solitude. God says, rise up, Alaska, for I have given you a voice. He says, if I be for you, who can be against you? Anything can happen tonight. Anything can happen tonight. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing I say to thee, nothing is too difficult for me. For I am the God of all flesh, and I changeth not. God says, I am not bound, neither is my word bound. He is not bound by the limitations of natural time. He who comes continually to God will have God-pleasing faith. Faith that pleases God. And I have seen your continuance, saith the Lord. And because you have continued to contend for your faith, I will reward you outright, saith God. Come on, give him a praise and a hand clap. Hear this, hear this. God said, you will not miss another miracle. A miracle that is coming your way. You will never miss another miracle. A miracle right now is headed your way, saith God. Whoa! He said, it is through faith and patience. Faith and patience. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. And I will bring to pass everything that has been declared. Everything that has been decreed and prophesied. It will still come to pass. So tonight, very briefly, I want to share with you what I believe that God has given me for this moment. And I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews. I want you to look with me to Hebrews. Oh my God, lift your hands right now. Hebrews chapter 12. Somebody say more. Somebody say it like you know it. More. Lift your hand and ask God for that. More. More, more. Come on, ask him more. More, more. Therefore, we also, verse 1, 12, Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us. And let us run. Let us what? Run. Tell somebody, run. Let us run with endurance. Let us run with patience. The race that is set before us. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do it? Looking unto Jesus, verse 2, the author and the finisher and the completer of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down. Get your hands up and get them up high. Come on, get them up. Get them up high and wave them to God. Come on, come on. Say, God, there's strength in my arms. There's strength in my hands to finish this race. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to finish sure. My mind is stable. My eyes are fixed. My heart is fixed. I will run this race. And I will win. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet. So that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. I want to talk to you tonight about the more of where you're going. Alaska, you're going toward more. You're on a path to more. Tell somebody, I'm on a path for more. I was on a journey with God many, many years ago as I was seeking him. To go deeper and to go higher and wanting more of God. And I said to God, God, I want everything that you have for me. I want everything that's been prophesied over my life. I want everything that's been declared and decreed over my life. Every word that's been spoken over me. I wasn't even married yet. I didn't have a husband. Of course, I didn't have children. But I was at this place where I was seeking the more of God. And God said to me, if you want more of me, I want more of you. And God is saying tonight to Alaska, I am about to give you more of me. As you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you, for I am about to show up at your house. I'm about to show up in your family. I'm about to show up in your teenager. I'm about to show up in your schools. I'm about to show up in your government. I am going to show up in your life. Somebody say more. So the first thing God spoke to me was prayer. Prayer. Persevering in prayer. Number one, put it down in the book. Persevere in prayer. In order to have more, we must persevere in prayer. We do not quit. We do not go to the side. We do not lay to the side. But we continually march to the beat of the drumbeat of God Almighty. And listening to His sound. And listening to His voice. Because the shepherd, when he speaks, his sheep hear His voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. I declare there will be no strangers that you will follow. But you will follow Jesus. You will follow the Holy Spirit. And He will guide you into all truth. I'm searching and I'm seeking after God. Do you know the definition of perseverance? Persevering in prayer. The definition of perseverance is, this is how you know about perseverance. Perseverance is like wrestling with a gorilla. You don't quit when you get tired of wrestling with a gorilla. You quit when the gorilla gets tired. Can I tell you that gorilla called Satan is tired? He's tired of messing with your family. He's tired of messing with your prayer life. He's tired of messing with your finances. He's tired of messing with your body. It's time for him to quit. He is finished. Your enemy has failed. Say it, failed. Say it, failed. Persevering in prayer, persevering in fasting, standing in the gap, refusing to quit, refusing. This is the one thing that you have to know, that the enemy's scheme is to get you to quit. Stop believing God for revival. Stop believing God for your state. Stop believing God for your family, for your husband, for your wife. For your children. He wants you to give up and quit. Come here, Julie. I want you to come up here. Help her up, Brother Robert. There. Get that chair over here. I want to show you what your position in God is. Because sometimes we forget what our position in God is. Our position in God is to stand before God. Stand before God with our hands lifted. Our hands lifted to the sky. And a prayer and a praise on our lips.
I just praise you, Lord. I give you all the glory and all the praise. For you are faithful, Lord. You are faithful. I will never quit. I will never give up. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. I believe it and I bless you all the days of my life. I glorify you. You're the God of all God.
This is your position. You stand before God in power. Get your hands up. You can stand before God in power. You stand before God in faith. You stand before God in perseverance. You do not quit. This is what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to put your hands down. Put your hands down. Every time you go to that church, they're making you lift your hands. Every time you turn around, they're saying, lift your hands. It's not really necessary. You know what I tell people? I said, it's not necessary to take a bath. But don't it feel good? It's only really necessary.
Is it necessary to praise him? Is it necessary to shout? Yeah! He can't stand it when you worship. He can't stand it when you shout. He can't stand it when you give him glory. He can't stand it. That's what he used to do, but he can't do it anymore. He wants you to put your hands down. And if he can get you to put your hands down, he's going to shut your mouth. He's going to shut your mouth. That's not really necessary either. All that screaming and hollering. Don't your throat hurt? What in the world is that all about? You just sit there and those walls will continue to stay up, baby. There comes a time in your life when you got to shout. You got to shout when nobody else shouts. If your husband don't shout, you've got to shout, woman. If your wife don't shout, you got to shout. If the person sitting beside you is intimidated by your shout, move. And tell somebody, he's been so good to me, I've got to bless him. He's been so good to me, I've got to shout. He wants to shut your mouth. And then if he gets you to shut your mouth, put your hands down, he'll get you to sit down. You'll sit down on God. And when you sit down, you're going to sit down on all the promises, all the prophecies that's been spoken over you, everything that's been declared over you. He'll sit down. And if he gets you to sit down, guess what he's going to do? He's going to get you to lay down. Don't ever come on the road with me. Look at the humiliation. Look at this. He'll get you to lay down. And you know what he'll do? He'll sit on you. And you won't be able to get up without a power. I'm telling you, you won't be able to do it. But what you got to do is you got to say, I'm not going to lay down. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get up. And I'm going to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. There's more praise coming. There's more prayer coming. There's more glory coming. Somebody shout more. 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 Somebody shout, I want more. I want more. More. Sit down. Give me about 15 more minutes. There's more prophecy coming. There's more prophecy. Let me tell you that's getting ready to be fulfilled. Every prophetic word of God that's been declared over your life. How many are in this room that says, Pastor Judy, there is a prophetic word over me that has not yet been fulfilled? Get on your feet. Get on your feet right now. Yeah. That's what I thought, the whole room. Get your hand up and say, Lord, Father, Abba, this is a year for the prophetic to come to pass in my life. I decree and declare that this year, everything that has been spoken will come. Everything that is asleep is going to wake up. It's going to wake up. Everything that's dead is coming alive. I declare it comes to me. It comes to me. 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 Give me some attitude. Me. Me. Now. 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 seated. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord is tried. And the word of the Lord has to come to pass. He is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, it shall and it will come to pass. I remember I was on a 40-day fast, and my husband was with my child, and Kaylee was probably 9 months old. But I went on this 40-day fast because God had said there's more that's coming, more that's coming. So my husband was coming along with me, and I declared to him one morning, I got up, and I said, I'm going to go on a fast. And he says, great, I'll go on one with you. I said, well, praise God, thank you. We always like to do that because, you know, I don't want him getting ahead of me. And I think he feels the same way. We're going to run this race together, amen? So he said, babe, how long are we going to fast? I said, until. He said, huh? What do you mean by that, until? I said, until. Until we see a breakthrough. Until we see God move. Until the more comes, until the prophecies come to pass over our lives. We gotta start praying. We started praying all night. And so my husband said, I tell you what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play this by ear. I hope we're not recording this, are we? We're not recording this. Don't anybody send that to my husband. He said, I'm gonna play this by ear with you because I got this little girl right here. I got Kaylee here. So me and her are gonna pray with you and we'll hang on as tight as we can. So we begin to pray all night long in prayer meetings and from 6 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock the next morning. And so we pray all night long and throughout the watches of the night. Right in the middle of this fast, I got sick. I was still traveling and still, you know, seeking God and still moving in the prophetic and doing what God called me to do, what God called us to do. Right in the middle of the fast, I got sick and I got bronchitis. And I wasn't getting any better. And I was like, you know, I'm not getting any better. So I went to my spirit-filled Korean doctor. And I said to him, you know, Dr. Kim, I said, you know, I'm not getting any better. He said, oh, Sister Jacob. He said, you very sick. Matter of fact, he said, you have pneumonia. This is just the way he talks, and I love him. He says, you have pneumonia. You go to hospital. You stay 3 days, 4 days, I don't know. But you get IV. Very sick. I said, no, Dr. Kim. I can't go to the hospital. I'm in a 40-day fast. I'm believing God. Because let me know, if you're believing for somebody to get healed, you got to get healed yourself sometimes. If you're believing to see people get breakthroughs, sometimes you're going to have to get your breakthrough. Amen? So he said, oh, no, you go to a hospital. You not go to hospital. I'm not responsible. I said, fine. I went back home. My husband was downstairs. I was upstairs because, you know, pneumonia is very contagious. I was so weak, I couldn't hardly walk. I couldn't get to the restroom by myself. I was so sick. So I had a walkie-talkie. I had a walkie-talkie upstairs, and my husband had one downstairs. I'd hit that button. I'd say, sweetheart, can you come and help me go to the restroom? Can you come and bring me some water? Can you? And so we would communicate with this walkie-talkie. And I'm up there on this bed, and I'm so sick. And I've got my Benny Hinn healing tapes on this side of the bed. I got my Kenneth and Gloria Copeland faith tapes on this side of the bed. I got my Rod Parsley miracle Bible in my lap trying to read, and nothing is working. I know that's only happened to me. I understand that. It's never happened to you. And so I'm up there and I'm like, God, please help me. He said to me, Judy, you get up and you prophesy over yourself that this junk is getting out of your body. And I thought to myself, that's a great idea. I'm just going to get this little walkie-talkie, and I'm going to hit this button, and I'm going to tell my husband. He's a man of God. He's a king, priest, prophet of this house. I'm going to get him up here. I don't feel like messing with no devils and demons. I'm just going to get him up here and have him prophesy over me. Prophesy over the woman of God. And as I'm about to hit that button, I hear the Holy Ghost say, stop. I told you to do it. How many know there's going to come a time when you got to do some things? God told Ezekiel, hey, Ezekiel, come here. Come here, here. He picked Ezekiel up, put him in a valley of dry bones, and said, Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Let me know that story. And Ezekiel's thinking, okay, wrong answer, right answer, wrong answer, right answer. Oh, God, you know. Good answer. Listen to what God told Ezekiel to do. The most amazing job description you've ever heard of in your entire life. How would you like for God to look at you in a valley of, listen, these are not only dead bones, but they're dry bones. They're not only dry bones, but they're very dry bones. They're not only very dry bones, they're disjointed dry bones. They got an arm over here, and down a mile away, you got another arm, the same body. And God says to Ezekiel, get these bones all together, get some flesh on them, get them up in here, and let's get me an army going. Let's go, let's go. I'll be right back. How many of you would like that assignment? Exactly. Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Oh, Lord, you know. Ezekiel, hey, prophesy to these bones. Prophesy to these bones. And say to these bones, oh, bones, hear the word of the Lord. You shall live. Somebody's going to get that in 5, 4, 3, 2. Thank you. Somebody needs to speak to Alaska and say, oh, Alaska, hear the word of the Lord. You shall live. You shall live. Say, you shall. Say it. Say it. Say it. Declare it. Decree. Say it! Now shout! Prophesy to your church. Prophesy to your county. Prophesy to your people. Prophesy to your officials. Prophesy to the government. You shall live. Prophesy to your schools. Prophesy to the universities. Prophesy! Somebody lift your hand and say, more. More, God, more. Bring it on, Lord. Fulfill your promise. Fulfill your word. Fulfill it, God, this year. Let it happen this Jubilee year. Every word of the Lord shall come to pass this year. Send a shaking. Send a quaking. Send revival. Send the wind. Send the rain. Send the fire. Sit down, I'm done. I'm almost done. God said to me, get up out of that bed. Prophesy over yourself. And this year, matter of fact, and before this quarter is out, you're going to see prophecies come to pass. that you've been waiting on for years. What has taken you for months and years to happen, God's going to do it overnight. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody say overnight. Say overnight. Say overnight. Overnight, I'm getting out of debt. Overnight, I'm going to see glory in my house. Overnight, God's going to turn that thing. Overnight, my family's going to come to Jesus. Overnight. Overnight, you're going to see the fire come to Alaska. Overnight. Somebody's going to get that in 5, 4, 3. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just like that. Say, just like that. Say, just like that. Your church is going to grow just like that. You're going to see revival in the streets just like that. Just like. Oh, the dead's getting ready to rise. I'm telling you. Oh! Healings and miracles are getting ready to break out on the right and on the left, from the north or south, east and west. Somebody shout overnight. I'm just prophesying. Are you receiving these prophecies? Somebody say overnight. Overnight. Say it overnight. God did it overnight. I pulled those covers off the bed. I got out of that bed. I could hardly stand. But I started walking. And when I started walking down the steps, going downstairs. And every step I took, I got madder and madder. I got more angry and more angry. I'm telling you, something rose up, righteous indignation rose up in me, because it dawned on me the devil's trying to kill me. And I opened that door, and my husband looked at me. He says, "What on earth is going on?" I said, "I am sick of the devil. He's got to get out of my body." And I prophesy. I laid my hand on my own head, and I said, "Judy! Be healed of the Lord. You are the healed of the Lord. Body, function in the way you were created." My God, put your hand on your body right now and say, "Body, line up according to the word of the Lord." I prophesy. I will live out all my days in health, wealth, prosperity, faith, power, in glory, boldness, confidence, in Jesus' name. You know what I hear? I hear an army rising up. The Bible said all of a sudden there came a wind, and it began to blow, and the breath began to blow in those bodies. And as the breath becomes, sinews begin to come together, and muscle and flesh, and our army rose up. Can I declare over you tonight, this army that is in this room tonight is rising up. There's an army over here that's rising up. There's an army right here that's rising up. Oh! There's an army that's rising up. There's an army that's rising up. Shout, oh army! Shout! Rise up! Rise up! Okay, will you give me 5 more minutes? 5 more minutes? Who's going to give me 5 more minutes? Good. Sit down. That's the majority. Be seated. There's coming more in faith. More faith. More faith. Greater faith. There's a greater faith. There's a stronger faith that's coming on somebody in this room tonight. There's a stronger faith that's rising up. A stronger faith. I come from a family of 12. My mom and dad had 12 kids. And I'm the baby of 12. My grandmother was my grandmother and grandfather were Baptists. And they were good Baptists. And they were deacons. My grandfather was a deacon. But something happened to my grandmother. She started wandering off to this holiness meeting. This Pentecostal meeting. She got baptized in the Holy Ghost. My grandfather was afraid of her. He said, "You've went over there and you've lost your mind." What he didn't know was Grandma Loney had lost her mind in God, and she wasn't about to take it back. Come on, somebody. She had the mind of Christ. So my Grandma Loney would lay hands on people and cancer would fall off. The devil knew her by her first name, Loney. He couldn't stand her. And she couldn't stand him. But she had faith as a giant. She was a giant of a woman of faith. She was a strong woman. She used to help build churches in North Carolina. And she was a powerful woman of God. And so my grandfather died, and my grandmother Loney came to live with my mom. And when she came into my house, from what I understand, I wasn't even born yet. But they tell me when she came in my house, everything changed. Because my daddy wasn't a Christian, and my mama wasn't hardly a Christian. I don't know how hardly what that means, but she wasn't. None of my brothers and sisters were Christians. And Grandma entered the cycle here. So Grandma comes in, and Grandma tells my mom, "You're going to have to get saved. God's going to save you, and then he's going to save Johnson, and then he's going to save all of your children. And God's going to use you. You're going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost." My grandma began to prophesy to my mom. And my mom was like, "Now, Mama, I don't know about all that speaking in tongues stuff." "Oh, yes, baby," she said. "It ain't nothing but power. It ain't nothing but power." Oh, if you don't have that power, somebody's going to get power tonight. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power, power. She said, "Oh, it ain't nothing but power, baby. You're going to get power. And when you get the power," she said, "it's going to change your whole life. And it's going to change your husband. And it's going to change your children." Well, my grandma went to be with the Lord. And sure enough, my mama got saved. And she got filled with the power. I mean, she was out in the Holy Ghost for over a week. My mama couldn't talk in nothing but Holy Ghost. So she said, "I was just born." She said, "When I was born," she said, "I wouldn't cry like, wah." She said, "Whenever I would cry, I would say, hallelujah. Hallelujah." She said, "When the rooster would crow on our farm," she said, "the rooster wouldn't say, cock-a-doodle-doo." She said, "The rooster would say, glory be to God." When the Holy Ghost comes, everything changes. Oh. And along with that power came faith. Faith to believe God for her husband. Faith to believe God for her children. Faith to lay hands on the sick. And they recovered. Faith to see the devil take his hands off of marriages. Faith to see people healed by the power of God. Faith to see the church brought and encouraged. It was faith that got our family where it was at today. God says, "I'm about to take you from faith to faith, Alaska. From faith to faith. From strength to strength. From glory to glory to glory." and shout. Get your hands up all over this room. Get your hands up all over this room. There's a great faith. There's a level of faith that's about to hit your life. There's a level of faith. Listen. You're going to ask God for something, and it's going to happen just like that. And God says, try me. Try me. He said, just try me in the small thing. He says, because when you see how faithful I am with the small thing, you're going to know how big I'm going to be in the big thing. Try me. Your faith, you're getting ready to ask God for something, and he's going to do it, and then your faith is going to increase. And then you're going to ask him for something else, and he's going to do it, and your faith is going to increase. You're going to be so strong in faith. You're going to be so blown away yourself when you lay hands on somebody in the hospital and they get up out of the bed. And I see you going from hospital room to hospital room to hospital room, getting people up out of the bed. I see that. I see wheelchairs. I see walkers. I see canes. Somebody that's got healing power and healing virtue on your life, get down here now. You say, Pastor Judy, I want that healing faith. I want the faith that moves mountains. I want that kind of faith. Get down here now. Come on. There is strength that is coming. Some of you are so down and so low, and you are so wore down by the devil and by the enemy. God says joy is coming to you tonight. Get down here right now if I'm talking to you. You've been whipped over the head by the enemy, but God says it's time for the enemy. Your enemy has failed. Your enemy has failed. And the reason why is because you're here tonight, and God is going to take you from strength to strength. Matter of fact, you're going to start to feel strength coming up your legs. Coming up your legs even now. Even now, there's strength coming up your legs. Even now, there's strength in your arms to keep them raised. Even now, just throw your head back and lift up your head towards God, because there's beams of faith and beams of light and beams of love that is just coming to your life right now. Just lift your hands right now and feel that warmth that's coming all over you through your body right now in Jesus' name. Just believe it and receive strength and receive peace and receive strength and receive peace. Right there it is. Right there. Take that right there. Take that right there. Take it right there. Take it right there. Take it right there. Receive it in the name of God. There's a strength that is coming to you. There's a faith, the level that's coming up in you. You're going to believe God, and he's going to do it. He's going to do the impossible. He's going to do the unbelievable. He's going to do the unthinkable, the undeniable. People are going to say, how in the world did that happen? You're going to say, God did that. God did that. That was God. That was God. That was God. That was God. Lift your hands up. There's a glory that's coming now. There's a glory that's coming now. There's a glory that's coming. Put your hands up right now. Come on, just worship right now. There's a glory that's coming in this room. Right here, right here, right here, right here. There's glory that's here. Don't anybody leave for just another few moments. There's glory that's coming in this room. I love you. Come on, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up. Lord, I love you. Put your hands and sing that. I love you. Come on, lift your hands and worship. Come on, lift your hands. I love you. I love you, Jesus. Sing it out. Everything that I am, Lord, I love you. I love you.
cry out tonight. Say, I need you.
You to pray for Alaska. God says, I am ready to move. I am ready to move like I have never moved before. The things that have been spoken over Alaska, the things that have been spoken over your church, the things that have been spoken and prophesied over you, God says, I am ready to move. I am ready to move. God says, Alaska, I am ready to move. God says, Pastor, I am ready to move. God says, Evangelist, I am ready to move. Child of the living God, I am ready to move. On your behalf, I am ready to move. And God says he's getting ready to do it expeditiously. It's going to happen overnight. Overnight. Immediate. It's an immediate move. I'm ready to move. Say, God, move. Say it again. God, move. Now pray in the Holy Ghost loud. Come on. Move. 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 More, Lord. More. 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 Angels, come. Ministry spirits, come. Come. Healing come. Healing come. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. If you need healing, put your hand where you need healing at right now. Put your hand where you need healing at right now. I speak to that neck right now, that neck. I speak to that neck right now, that pain in the neck, that pain right there, right there. Yes, that growth right there on the side, on the right side, right up underneath your ear. I speak to that growth and command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that shoulder. I speak to that shoulder. I speak to that in the name of God. I speak to it and I loose it in the name of God. You said whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we loose that in the name of God. I speak right now to that lung in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of God, function now in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, be healed in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, lung disease, go in the name of God. I bless your name, Lord. I thank you that cancer is leaving now. I speak to the throat right now, throat cancer. I speak to it in the name of Jesus. I say to it right now, who is in this audience or whoever's listening to this, in the name of God, be healed. Be healed in the hospital. Be healed wherever you're at. Be healed. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Say it. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. I speak to that left foot, that left foot. I speak to that left foot and that sore on that left foot right now. Heal. Healing come right now in Jesus' name. Be healed right now in the name of the Lord. I speak to the side right now. I speak to that pain in that side. Go. Go, 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 go. Wherever you've got pain, put your hand right there. Put your hand right there. In the name of Jesus, I speak to pain. Lift your hand right there. Lift, put your one hand on the pain and the other hand in the air. Come on, right now. I speak to the pain. I speak to the pain. I say in the name of the Lord, faith is rising now. Faith is rising up. Rise up, oh faith. Rise up, faith. Rise up, faith. I speak to people who have strong faith. Strong faith in this room has been released. Strong faith to believe God to move mountains. And I say to that mountain of pain, be removed and be cast into the sea. We do not doubt, but we believe. We say, pain, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of the Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I speak to you and say, you must go in the name of Jesus. I say, healing come, healing come, healing come, healing come, healing come now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on now, bless him for it. Bless him for it. Come on, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. It's done. It's done. It's done. I have faith to believe that it is done in your body right now. In the name of the Lord, be healed. In the name of the Lord, be healed. I speak to that ear, open up. Open up, ear, open up. I speak to that right ear, open up. Open up in Jesus' name. Open up. Just open up. Just open your mouth and yawn real big. Yawn real big and it's going to pop. It's going to pop. It's going to pop. In the name of the Lord, I speak healing. There it is, right there. I speak it in the name of Jesus. Now put your hands down. How many of you can lift your hand and say that pain is gone? Lift your hand. If the pain is gone, lift your hands. Look around. Look around. Give God praise right there. Give God praise. Close your eyes right now. Strength is coming right now. Strength is coming. Strength is coming in, coming up your legs, coming up your legs, coming in your feet. It's coming in your feet and it's coming up your legs, going up your back. Going up your back, up through your neck, right through your arms, right there in your hands. Just begin to move your body like that. Strength is coming. Strength is coming. You're going to feel it. There's a different attitude that's coming on you. There's a mood that's coming off of you. That spirit of heaviness is coming off of you. There's a spirit of joy that's being replaced right now. Joy, 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 joy. Joy is now. Joy, not in the morning, now. God, I speak joy now. There it comes. Here it comes. Here comes the joy. Get ready. Here it comes. Here it comes. Thank you for the joy, God. Thank you for the joy. Spirit of heaviness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get off. Get off. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Here comes the joy. There it is. There comes the joy. There is a joy. There is a joy. There is a joy. Spirit of heaviness, leave. 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 Spirit of depression, leave. Spirit of anxieties, leave. Leave. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Joy, come, come, come. Joy, joy, come, joy, joy. Here comes your joy. Here comes the peace. Here comes the strength. Here comes the joy. Here comes the peace. Here comes the strength. Receive it now. Receive it now. Lift your hands and receive it now. Lift your hands. There it is, right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Peace of God comes now. The peace of God comes now. Peace. Peace comes now. I speak shalom, shalom. Left side of your brain, right side of your brain. I speak peace. Left side, right side. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Left side, right side. Perfect peace. Come into alignment right now in the name of the Lord. Anxiety goes. Anxiety goes. In the name of God, peace comes now. Peace. Sweet rest. Sweet rest comes to their minds and their bodies. In their spirit, in their mind, it comes now. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down strongholds in Jesus' name and we lift up Jesus. Jesus is magnified. Lift your hands and worship. Jesus is magnified. Jesus is magnified. Jesus is magnified. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. One more thing. Now, Lord, I call forth sons and daughters. I call forth sons and daughters to come from the north, the south, east, and the west. And I say to the north, give up. I say to the south, give up. To the east, give up. To the west, give up. Release sons and daughters right now to come into the kingdom of God. I speak over drug addiction in the name of God. I speak to alcoholism in the name of the Lord. I speak to mysticism in the name of the Lord. I speak to tradition in the name of the Lord. I pull it down. I pull it down in the name of God. And I say in Jesus' name, Jesus is lifted up. I say convicting power of the Holy Spirit, go! Go and bring them in! Oh, go get them. Go get them, Holy Ghost. Get them, Holy Ghost. Go get them, Holy Ghost. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come back to your own borders. Somebody shout, come back. Say it, come back. Come back. Say it, come back. Declare it, come back. Decree it, come back. Come back in the name of the Lord. It is done. Now give God the greatest shout you've given him all night. Lift your hand and declare, I am empowered to pray more, to release more. I am empowered to see prosperity come to my life. I am empowered to see the prophecy come to pass. Before this quarter is up, I will see it. I will see it. I prophesy to the dead things, to the things that are asleep. They will come forth in the name of God. Amen and amen. Now listen. Let me tell you. Tomorrow night is going to be a barn buster. It's going to be a barn shaker. I want you to invite as many people as you possibly can. I want us to pack this place out so there's standing room only. Say standing room only. Now in the morning it's going to be a great session. It's going to be a great day, all day tomorrow. But tomorrow night there's going to be another word. And God's going to move powerfully. And we're going to lay hands on everybody in the building. You bring as many people as you can and watch God work miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen? Now, I'm going to go to my table. I want you to come to my table. I've got some product. Julie, just really quick, really quick. I've got my my CDs. There's No God Like Jehovah. I have that. I have some of the songs that I did tonight. The sisters sang and danced to it tonight. Rain Dance is on here. I'll do that tomorrow night. Other CDs. And also, my daughters have a brand new CD that you can purchase tonight. My book, You Are Anointed for This. You can get any three pieces of product for $30. And I have a prayer cloth, a healing cloth. It has a verse of scripture for healing. Underneath is a declaration. I love Nahum 1 and 9. This affliction shall not rise up the second time. That's the scripture. The declaration is, my sickness shall leave and not return. Yeah. So I can tell you testimony after testimony of people's lives that have been healed by the power of the word of God. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, everyone. Let's go ahead and clap our hands for Judy and thank her for coming up. Before you leave, just let me talk to you just for a few minutes, okay? So let me talk to you for a couple minutes. You know, one of the things that I heard Judy say is that your prophetic words are coming to pass. And you know what? I need to say this to you all. Sometimes other people are prophetic words coming to pass. And I'll just say this, that Judy was a prophetic word to us that came to pass tonight. And I'll say this, that you all here tonight was a prophetic word that came to pass. Because God's been speaking to us and prophesying over us for years and years that this day would come. And you know what? This is our first major conference. This is the first one, okay? And I want to thank each and every one of you for partnering with us to bring the kingdom of God to Anchorage. You know what? This is an Alaskan gathering to Alaska. And what Judy was saying, there's people that need this. You know what? We prophesied over ourselves for healing. We prophesied over ourselves that the word of the Lord would come to pass. And it's happening. And the other thing I want to say is, you know what? I saw some of you dancing in church tonight. I saw some of you dancing in church. It's about time. All right. Tomorrow morning, Mary is going to speak to us. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. Come in and hear the word of the Lord from our statewide apostle, Mary. Tomorrow evening, Judy's going to be back with us. And then Eleanor is going to speak to us on Saturday morning at 11. So invite as many people as you can. Thank you for coming. God, I just bless each person here, Lord. Go with them. Be in their home. Give your angels charge over them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, one of the other things I want to say is that we have a sign-up sheet. If you would like to be get a notice, an email notice, there's a sign-up sheet out there. Put your email down. We send out emails to everyone letting you know when the conferences are happening. We have meetings every month here in Anchorage at Abbott Loop Chapel. So get on the sign-up sheet. We'll let you know when they're happening.